Hello, welcome to another episode of ESA Talks. Today we're going to talk about the Israel war against Hamas. Today is one big news, actually, I'm going to talk about is that there are 100 hostages left. But the Hamas say is they can not pick up 40 of them because they have very hard to find the 40 to the first hostage deal. So what happened to the 60? They cannot even get the 40. So what happened to the hostages? Are they dead? Or they executed by Hamas? Or what happened? That is one big question, because they should keep them safe, Hamas, the hostages, and they have not done that. So they are done something bad to the Israeli hostages that is in Hamas court and in Gaza somewhere. So that is the big news. So where is the hostages? Probably they have been killed by the Hamas. So that is the big question. They say that they have no enough living hostages left to make one deal, actually. So that is scarifying. So what will Israel respond with this? They will bomb even more now, because they probably have killed them, the Hamas. That is terrible. If they had been in one killed in one bomb raid, they should always, they are the responsibility to protect the hostages. So if they have been killed in one bomb raid, so Hamas is responsibility for killing the hostages. That is. So, and some president in the United States are asking for ceasefire, but I think it's vague. And there are many countries that are asking for ceasefire, but also UN, as earlier, like 1 week ago, they say it must be one ceasefire for providing aid, but I have not seen any ceasefire, or have not been in the news. Also, this is Israel's war, so they are they're controlling when they're gonna be ceasefire. Also, they say it will not be, they will not make one ceasefire, then they have lost the war. Only for negotiation for hostages. Now it is very bad for Hamas what they have done to the hostages, because they say they have not, cannot get 40 living hostages for the deal, first deal. And there's supposed to be 100 left. So that is gonna be very bad for Hamas. They should not do this, because now they're gonna relocate, I think. No. So that is one big mistake from Hamas. So I will say goodbye to you, Hamas. You will go get only in the history books for this. And one Hamas leader has actually said his three sons have been died in Israeli attacks. So that is the life when you are one terrorist group. So that is. Hopefully you like this episode, and follow me, like and share.